Hey, today we're going to do a quick one just because of some events that are coming into play right now. So I'm located down in Southwest Florida, and we have a hurricane on the way. So it's not going to hit us, but I just thought it would be a good opportunity to have a conversation about what happens when there's a hurricane or a national disaster or something. What happens to your wedding? What happens to your event? You know, that you've done all this planning towards. So before we get into what happens to something that you already booked, if you're about to go through the proposal process and you're getting prospects and you're getting quotes from vendors, it's worth mentioning, you know, or asking what happens to your event should something like this happen. Is there a refund policy? Do they have a disaster or a pandemic policy? Because we have to have that now. You know, with us, once you get your first proposal, we give you our terms, and our terms are associated with every single proposal and update that you get from day one. And it kind of has everything listed out in there. You know, ours is probably like a 3-minute read, roughly. It'll answer a ton of your questions, not just about this, but just about a lot of our policies and how we handle things. But as far as hurricanes go, we, being in this area, it's kind of hard to, you know, as much as we would love to just say, here, everybody take your money back. Sometimes, you know, for instance, last Hurricane Ian, we lost a whole venue, and I think we were down 16 weddings that year. So, you know, there's things that we've gone through as a company to try to make it as fair as possible, especially through times like that, because I know it's very, very rough on people. But we, as far as our cancellation policy, our cancellation policy is kind of a step down from 3 months out. So should you cancel, you know, 3 months or closer to your event, in general, you're gonna only receive a portion of that deposit back that you had already put down. Now, even in a situation like this, what we came up with to be the most fair is a lot of people, because it's not just weddings we're talking about too, it's house parties and fundraising galas and cocktail events. And, you know, there's other things too. And we kind of just had our contract cover everybody. But no matter what, if you choose not to get your refund back through us, we will postpone your date indefinitely, you know, and under no penalty to you. So if you have your money down on it and something like this happens, you know, we'll preserve that deposit. And then if you want to get married in 2 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years down the road, whatever that is, you're in our system and we'll be able to make sure you're taken care of. And I know after COVID and I know after Hurricane Ian, those are the two most recent big ones that we've had. I mean, we've had events postpone, you know, 6 months. We had one postponed 2 years that was just a small dinner party. They're seasonal people, you know, they're like, we're going to do it. And we finally serviced them last season. It was actually kind of funny because we talked to them for almost 3 years. And so bringing this in was really, it was just a fun thing to finally get through and do their event. So I hope that gives you a little bit of an ease of mind that, you know, we don't want to just take anybody's event away from them. It's actually not in our best interest. We want to do whatever we can to help out with people, but we also have to keep our business in mind too. So, you know, as far as you doing your event, we'll make sure to get you taken care of. We'll do whatever we can to get you taken care of. If we have to postpone or come down on the number and change venues or anything like that, we'll absolutely work with you. We're not just trying to take people's money. That's not a good thing. So like we've talked about before, you can change your date. You can do that indefinitely. And it's, and a lot of things on here, sometimes the venues go away. So we lost a good venue, Lover's Key, for a few years. They're starting to open back up, but it's taken them 3 years almost to get going again. And that's kind of what happens when there's a hurricane around. So absolutely, when you're booking your vendors, not just your caterers, your venues, photographers, florists, DJs, just ask them what their refund policies are. The reason why a lot of us vendors have certain step down policies like that, at least for me, we at the 3 month mark, we keep a little bit of that deposit. The only reason is the closer we get to your event, there's only so many like hot days to do your event. So if you have a Saturday booked and you booked a year in advance, the chances of us rebooking that Saturday, the closer we are to it, it becomes harder for us. So there's no real guarantee that we're going to rebook that Saturday. So that's why we have that step down process. The closer you get, the harder it is for us to book. So the harder it is for us to be able to give that deposit back. And by that time we've had, you know, hours and hours of phone calls and emails and, you know, back and forth with wedding planners. And there's been a lot of plans and logistics and things that we have done on our end, to, I guess, justify keeping some of that deposit. But again, you don't have to cancel your event. You can absolutely reschedule it and your deposit stays the same and you lose no money in it. And, you know, we'll get you taken care of. So I hope that puts everybody a little bit at ease as far as what happens during a hurricane or pandemic. Just wanted to do a quick one out there since we do have Hurricane Helene out there right now. Looks like it's going to drop in Tallahassee, roughly in that area. So stay safe, everybody. If anybody has any questions or wants to reach out, I'm always here for you guys.